The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is the 4th of July. It's Americans' Independence Day. And I'm kind of questioning as to whether there's just a slightly different feel to it this year and asking why. Lots of you agree with me and agree with me for the reasons that I suspect you might. But keep texting us 53106 for a cost of 30 cent, 087 1400 106 for your messages. But I'm delighted to have an illustrious panel with me to discuss this. Comedian Jim Elliott, Gina London, leadership and communication expert, and Larry Donnelly, Law Lecturer at the University of Galway. Good evening to you all. Happy 4th of July. I'm not sure whether I should sing the Star Spangled Banner or whether that would insult you, Jim.
I'd like to hear you get a go of it. Star Spangled Banner is actually a pretty challenging song to sing. The vocal range on it is pretty impressive. If you guys want to have a good time, dial up a YouTube compilation of people murdering the Star Spangled Banner at a baseball game. That's always fun to watch.
And of which there are many videos, I suspect. Mm-hmm. But Gina, I mean, to you now, you've become a natural Irish citizen. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Yes, this is my first 4th of July as a dual citizen, and that's not the only reason that I have a conflict in my heart today. It's a weird time.
What does the 4th, I mean, I know you come from a rural town, and I'd imagine there's lots of flags flying, and the 4th of July was always a big occasion, so what does it mean to you?
Yeah, well, back in the day, of course, yeah, small town Indiana, we had the fire trucks would come out, we'd have the convertible cars with the local politician, like the sheriff or the city council person, would be throwing candy out to the kids, and there'd be lawn chairs lining up along Main Street. I mean, it really is a Norman Rockwell picture, what I grew up with. Now, though, I mean, I was at the U.S. Ambassador's residence in Phoenix Park, walking across, of course, past protesters who were decrying the U.S.'s involvement in Gaza. And it's to me, it's less patriotism and more partisanship now. You've got the president yesterday in Iowa saying he hates Democrats. That's half the United States. It's a weird time.
Can I ask a question? Because and this is a genuine thing, and I may be wrong. Was it a little quieter at the ambassador's 4th of July party? Because the videos I saw compared to the videos in previous years, it didn't look like there were as many people at it.
I don't know if there were fewer people, but there were definitely, for one thing, they didn't have the fun photo booth that they had last year, which was a real grabby place to be. It was a lot of fun. I think, interestingly, too, this ambassador, of course, because he's a friend, Ed Walsh, the ambassador, is a friend of the president. He mentioned Trump no less than 5 times in his speech. And at no point did the audience erupt into applause at the mention of the United States president. And I think in past times when I've been there, if there's been a mention of the president,
the last lad was from Mayo, so I mean that probably would have merited a round of applause at any Irish event.
I am simply giving you my on the field reporting commentary from what happened yesterday.
Old habits die hard, Gina.
For whatever else it may make any influence. There was also colder yesterday than it was the week before.
Yeah, I don't think we can blame the ambassador for that. Larry Donnelly,
no, exactly.
Is it slightly different this year? Has America fallen in global view purely because of the way that the president has behaved when it comes to tariffs and indeed global matters?
Well, it's a different time, yeah, no doubt. And of course, there's global opposition and opposition within the United States to Donald Trump. But I have to say, when I speak about the 4th of July, to me, it's one of the days I try anyway to put aside politics. And for me, sitting here in Wicklow, I'm just thinking about my friends down the Cape, as we would say on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, who are sitting around drinking beers, eating burgers and hot dogs, Republicans, Democrats, Trump haters, Trump lovers, all sitting there having a great time, thinking about all the things that are still good and will always be good about the United States. And one of the things that will forever strike me, and I spend a lot of my time, Jonathan, speaking to you and your colleagues across radio and TV about all that ails America, and there certainly is an awful lot that ails America, but the fact is that America is still a great country, and for those who doubt that, they should question why it is that so many people still want to go and live and work in the United States. I see them every single year, my students in Galway who come and say, I want to live and work in the U.S., that is still a part, and there is still a lot great about America.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a storm, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, well, the storms normally finish. Jim, can I ask you this evening, like if Patrick's Day, we all know what happens, a lot of people go out and they consume too much alcohol and they go home early with a bag of chips. What is it about the 4th of July and what are you doing today? There's no turkey being stuffed or anything like that, is there?
No, there's no turkey being stuffed. It's a barbecue day. You get the grill out and you get some wings and some hot dogs going. And I completely agree with what Larry said. We're like, look, this is the one day that you kind of try to shut up about the complaints. The metaphor I came up with, it's like your whole big family's getting together for whatever reason. Maybe it's your grandparents' 60th anniversary, right? And so everybody's there, the whole family's there, and you sit down at the table and you notice your grandmother's got a couple of black eyes, and everybody knows your grandfather's not doing very well, and everybody in the family's got their problems. But you know what? Shut up and eat a hot dog. We're not going to ruin the day. It's that kind of a celebration.
You should probably help Granny, I'm guessing, but that's a different conversation.
Exactly. But like on the 4th of July, like, no, it's fun. We're being from D.C., what I really miss are the fireworks. I'll never forget going down to the mall and watching the fireworks displays.
We don't really do fireworks here, except in a... Well, we do it in a massively illegal way around Halloween, which is young fellas set on. Because I cannot explain how heavily regulated fireworks displays are in this country.
Boy, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know it with the individual displays, but no, we don't tend to do that.
I'm in Dublin City on Halloween, and it looks like Fallujah, man. Are you kidding me?
The only time I've ever seen the biggest thing I've ever seen, and apparently it happens every night, was in Disneyland in Paris, where there was the massive display at the end. Oh, that's kind of nice. So there is merit in that, Jim.
There is, absolutely. Look, one day a year, just sort of celebrate that there are a lot of remarkable things about America. I try to think about the stuff that I like about America. I like soul music. I like Motown. I like hip hop. I like basketball. I like the fact that the Celtics are going to be terrible this year, Larry. How about that? You can enjoy that.
Larry, I have to let you respond to that.
I can't respond. Jim is probably right. Yeah. You know, to be honest with you. So it is like that sports banter and all this stuff that, you know, we constantly have a light shine on what's bad about America, but there's a lot that's great. And Jim shines a light right there in that comment about it. The banter we have, you know, on the 4th of July and other days. These are great days and great to celebrate. And there's a lot of still good things about the US of A. And I think that's an important message to convey on the 4th of July, perhaps above all.
One text in here. The 4th of July is US Independence Day, not Ireland's. Yeah, we know that. That's literally the point of the item. Someone else, June in Kildare. Hello, June. I'm an American. Will not be celebrating the 4th of July. I have a small flag that I turned upside down when the orange wannabe dictator got into office again with his sycophants. They're grotesque. I'm incandescent in rage at everything that they're doing. There is something, Jean, about the flag. If it's upside down, it's in distress. Isn't that? That is the rule, isn't it?
Yes, unless apparently you're flying it from the justice that had it at his house upside down. But at any rate, let's move on. I was in the U.S. on last week. I got back on Tuesday. I'm going to the U.S. again on Monday to see my sister. I was in Colorado and I was at a Rockies game. Speaking of bad sports teams, for baseball in Denver. And you know what? To what Jim and Larry were saying, in that microcosm, it felt great. It didn't feel like there was any kind of Democrat or Republican. It was just a lot of people eating hot dogs and having a great time. When I go up to Ohio, it's going to be the same feeling with my family. We're not going to talk politics. We're just going to hang out. But there is a cloud. There is a cloud, and it is with the shutdown of the United States. There's more people that are leaving the U.S., not just through deportations, according to the Brookings Institute, than are going to be coming in this year. And I think that says a lot about how people feel about the United States. And it's something not to cloud today, but to consider.
Hey, Gina, Larry, since I got some Americans I can chat to about this, do you guys find yourself doing this? It's kind of like the same thing that I do with my siblings, where when I'm with my siblings, we complain nonstop about our family. But if somebody from outside the family says something critical, we're all like, hey, shut up, you know, and get real defensive about it. Because every time I run into any American here in Ireland, all we do is complain. Ah, did you see whatever the latest thing was, whether it's alligator Alcatraz or whatever latest travesty comes out of the Supreme Court. And then when an Irish person tries to join the conversation, I find myself getting all arrogant and patriotic and be like, what are you complaining about, pal? Last time I checked, there's only one flag on the moon. Guess which one? You know, like, it's, do you guys catch yourself doing that? Am I crazy?
Yes, by the sounds of it. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry. There was no one defending you there, Jim. Yeah. You may very well be.
No,
go on.
I think there's certainly an element of that. And, you know, it goes back to what I said a minute ago, Jonathan, like we're in a cloudy period right now. We're not in a great period, but, you know, there's been storms in the U.S. before and we have weathered them. And I'm confident still that we will weather this one despite the many problems that the country faces. So I'm a resolute optimist, I think, in the longer term. So hopefully I'll be proven right. And that's all we can do is hope.
Okay, well, one last one to finish up. And Shane O'Neill in Tallaght says, Gene, I didn't know you were an Irish citizen until now. Congratulations. I'm delighted for you. Hello, my fellow Irish citizen, which is nice to hear. And it's good to have you on. Jim, can I suggest maybe down around Moore Street, you might be able to sort yourself out with a few illegal fireworks this evening to enjoy with your hot dogs. So off.
Thank you. Thank you very
off
much.
With you. Thank you very much. Happy 4th of July to you all.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Larry.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.